President Obama kicked off his first campaign bus tour yesterday, stopping to shake hands and sip a couple of beers at stops in Ohio.
For all the progress we've made, we've still got a long way to go.
As his tour resumes today, the president will have to address another monthly jobs report. Wall Street analysts anticipate the economy added around 100,000 jobs last month. We'll get the official numbers out at 8:30 this morning.
Bob Schieffer, CBS News chief Washington correspondent and the host of Face the Nation, with us this morning. Bob, there hasn't been a president since World War II that's won re-election with the jobless rate this high.
Nope. And I think these numbers may be the most significant disclosure that we've had so far. I mean, we keep talking about the various things that the two candidates have been saying lately. I've been on vacation. About 10 days ago, the big talk was the president saying the private sector is fine, and everybody was talking about what a blunder that was. Since then, we've had Mitt Romney trying to untangle himself on the meaning of what a tax is. It reminds me of, you remember, during the Clinton administration, and the president at one point said it depends on what the meaning of is.
Now we're here, we go again.
Trying to explain what the meaning of a tax is. And But it still, I think, in the end, is going to come down to two things, and that is the economy and this unemployment situation. I think it's got to be more than that, because I think both of the candidates have got to go beyond just the numbers. I mean, it seems to me Mitt Romney is rightly critical of the unemployment situation. But he's going to give us more detail, it seems to me, on what it is that he intends to do about it. I think voters are still looking for that. In the same way, I think that President Obama has got to start laying out in more detail the specifics of exactly what his agenda is in the second term. So we've still got a long way to go in this campaign. And it is this though was the week when everything really heated up, from the from the big leak at the Supreme Court to Romney sort of reversing himself on whether a mandate in the health care law is a tax or something else. So I kind of feel like it's we're really kind of getting down to the where the rubber's hitting the road here in this campaign. And frankly, I think it's going to be a good campaign from here on. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, every month we get this barometer on the economy when the monthly jobs report comes out. This has turned out to be a barometer that the Obama administration probably would like to do without.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
So rethinking this Mayan calendar thing, Bob?
I'm sorry?
You rethinking this Mayan calendar thing? I mean, this weather's extraordinary. We've got so many problems going on these days. I don't know. Maybe they were right.
It probably makes about as much sense as a lot of the other things we've been talking about during this campaign up until this point. So maybe that's it. Maybe we can talk about that on Face the Nation.
Who are you bringing on this Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to start out with the news machine, Jan Crawford, our own CBS News correspondent. I'm looking at the Washington Post this morning, and I think about half of the news section comes out of either the story she broke about the leak in the Supreme Court, or her interview with Romney, where he changed his position on whether a mandate is a tax or not. So I think I'll just bring her on and say, what do you got? And that's where we'll start. We're also going to have John McCain, who's been in Afghanistan and also Libya over the past week. We want to get the latest on that. Haley Barbour, Republican, of course, former governor of Mississippi, and Dick Durbin, Democratic senator and one of the ranking Democrats in the Senate, will also be with us. And then, since we are at the All-Star break, we're going to have a little news panel on baseball. And among others, Doris Kearns Goodwin, who wrote that wonderful book some years back. Of course, she's a presidential historian mostly, but she wrote a wonderful book about baseball. She'll be there. Frank DeFord. We're also going to have Harold Reynolds. And Jason Stark from ESPN to just talk about baseball, the meaning of baseball here at the All-Star break. We might even talk about the Nats a little bit.
Oh, you better.
They're doing pretty well, aren't they?
Isn't that great?
It is awesome.
Well, stay cool, Bob. It's going to be a tough one coming up tomorrow.
I will. You know, us old people, we try to
I'd better you say it. Thanks, Bob.